Thank you for tuning into the Model Connection Podcast. I am your host, Eric Harrell. Please like, follow, and subscribe on social media and everywhere you get your podcast. Links are in the description. With us today is a very special guest.
My name is Gracia Chinchilla, and I am a professional model here from Nashville, Tennessee. And I am so excited to be here at the Model Connection Podcast today.
Gracia, thank you for being this episode's guest on the Model Connection Podcast. It is so glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here. Great. I'm nervous. Great.
Okay, now you have been modeling how long now, Gracia?
I would say a little over a year.
And you've done quite a bit of photo shoots in that short period of time.
I have. I would think mainly is because, say, Monday to Friday, right. I don't really go out much. I focus in the gym and work. And then the weekends is, you know, with my husband and family. So I don't really get to get dressed and go out as much as I used to when I was single. So now I take the photo shoots as, you know, my opportunity to get dressed and feel confident and look nice.
Okay,
so
okay.
I like doing that.
What got you started in modeling?
I would say, honestly, I don't think it was modeling that got my attention first. I would say it can go back to when I was a kid. I loved a lot of, like, singing, dancing, acting. And, you know, as a kid, I think a lot of kids have this dream, I'm going to be famous when I grow up.
Entertainer.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I really like singing and dancing. Like, when I was at family's, my family has this videotape of me, like, being with a mic and singing in the family reunion, everyone around me. So, for me, it was always that. And pictures just came with all that. Yes. And it's just something that I always enjoyed doing. Never was like model. It was just, oh, yeah, take a picture of me. I want to look cute. And my family always said, oh, you have a very nice smile. You're very photogenic. So it was just pictures for me, being myself.
And that is what got you interested in modeling, right?
Yeah, in doing it more. Because now it's like, you know, I get to meet a lot of photographers and they have taught me like a lot of different things. And now I can see it more professionally. Uh-huh. So it is a lot more exciting.
Okay. What was your perception of modeling before and your perception of modeling after you have been doing it for 1 year?
I think before, like I said, you know, before I saw it more as something fun and creative and it was just me being myself. But once I started doing it with real photographers and going to a studio, I would say modeling, people think, my husband included, think that it's just going and posing and smiling, looking cute in front of the camera. I'm in pain for like 3 days after every photo shoot from holding a pose. And he's like, I don't understand. You go to the gym all the time. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not like over here, you know, folding myself. But so it is hard work. It is hard work.
It becomes an art at some point, just like dancing and singing. People think you're just posing and you're basically in a backbend half the time and trying to do.
You have to prepare yourself. You have to, you know, at least 5 days in advance, depending the shoot. You prepare yourself, get your clothing, get the makeup. So it is
hair and makeup itself is its own job.
Nails and everything, yes.
Yeah. Okay, what was your first shoot like for you?
It was very...
If you can remember it now.
Yeah, I can actually remember it. Okay. It was with Brian Collins. He's also a photographer that I really enjoy shooting with. He was very respectful and he was the first photographer that I was ever with professionally on the studio. And I just got the nerve to, hey, I'm going to drive an hour away and go to the shoot with a guy. And honestly, with that guy, I did not ask for references or anything. I just saw the pictures, you know. I was very naive at first and just going and exciting. Mm-hmm. But he was so respectful. He was like, okay, you know, hey, follow this group. He was teaching me how to do this, telling me, you know, this is something that I need to watch out from a photographer. He gave me some Facebook groups that are like for models. So he was very respectful and very opening and teaching me about the whole business.
As you should. Yes, yes. What criteria do you use in looking for a photographer or if a photographer contacts you about doing a shoot, what criteria do you use to say yes or no?
First thing I always do, obviously, is go and see their pictures.
Okay.
And see if it's, like, even the editing sometimes, if I see that it's not what I like the most, I'm just like, not that into pushing for working or doing a shoot with them. And I also do have, like, my favorite photographers that I love to work with anytime. So I kind of always go with them. But I do, I actually was going to make a post very soon to try to meet more photographers on the Facebook group and, you know, get more work. But what was the question again? What was the question again?
What criteria do you use in deciding which photographers to work with?
Yeah, so definitely, you know, seeing their work, going to their profiles, seeing how they communicate or respond as soon as they reach out. Because, you know, I'm not going to go to someone that comments on my picture, "Oh my God, you look so good." They use another word, but let's go ahead and do a shoot. I would love to photograph you. How do you say it?
Photograph
you.
It's like, wait,
I would like to photograph you. Yes, that. But yeah, I look at their work and, you know, I do also see the followers. Not that I care much about it, but if you have like 100 followers and very little pictures, you know, I don't think that you're like a professional photographer for me to go and invest my time. Like, I know I'm not like, you know, a model up here,
right?
But I still find my time valuable. And if I'm going to go and spend 4 hours at a shoot, I want good results.
I agree. And also, if they only have 100 followers and minimal pictures, then you don't know if it's just John Doe down the street with a camera.
Exactly.
Who wants to take pictures of a pretty girl. So, I mean, marketing is important for these photographers so that they can be an established, really, entity or business going forward.
And, you know, a lot of, like, the photographers that I work, it's they don't even focus much on Instagram. They just have their website. So that's another good thing. Have a website because it's
easier. They know where to find you.
Yeah.
If anything goes wrong, yeah.
Right. If a new photographer, like you mentioned before, 100 followers, not much media to show you. Someone just getting started but wants to work with you. How would you handle that?
I think I actually have done it. What was this girl's name? I think it was Ebony. She did message me that, oh no, actually she didn't message me. She posted on the group that she had just started and she wanted to, you know, reach out to people and get photographs with new people and just show them off in their profile to extend their portfolio. So I was like, hey, I would love to do this. I would love to work with you. I didn't really see her work before, but her pictures came out amazing. So I kind of just, she gave me the vibe that she knew what she wanted to create.
So whenever you post on that group, the Nashville Models group, for anyone who doesn't know that, so, do you have a specific concept in mind or do you ask the photographer, hey, do you have anything in mind? Or do you usually, like, I don't know, like, for example, me, I already have 4 outfits in my head and I'm like, this is what I want to do. What do you think about it? Do you have the concept or do you generally rely on them?
I do have the concept. But I very rarely post in the group because, like I said, I have my favorite photographers that I can reach out and, hey, do you have time? And kind of go with them. But I should start posting more so that I can work with new people.
I would agree with that because you're naming all these photographers. I've heard of all of them. I've heard of all of them from the group because I post in the group and most of them have probably heard about me because just seeing the name, subconscious memory, and then it makes it even feel more safe because you see all these.
Yeah, you see them more interactions. Like,
yeah, and all the models end up getting together. And I'll know your name now and you'll see my name. And I'm like, wait a minute. She worked with this photographer too. So the more you post, the better your rapport than being like a ghost and going to the same ones.
Yeah,
and more opportunity for paid gigs too.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, I need to be more like put myself out there if I really, you know, want to.
You should. Look at you. Go look in a mirror.
Well, I kind of also have, you know, like my other ways to where I kind of want to end up in life. You know, I feel like you got to find a balance. I feel like if I would have done this before I was married, who knows? I might not even be in Tennessee anymore. But maybe it was a good thing, right? You never know.
I will say that a goal of this podcast is to get your name and face out there in front of the photographers that want to work with you. So this is going to be one way that we can actually do that, is have you come here, introduce yourself. And again, now, you said that you were interested in what areas of modeling?
I enjoy a lot any sport, fitness, fashion catalog, swimsuits, commercial, very Instagram model kind.
And okay, and those are the ones you are most comfortable with, correct?
Yes.
Great, great. So what is it about those areas that really get your creative modeling juices flowing?
I think it's because it's just me being myself and just showing what I do in my daily basis. Like, I love fitness. So I honestly would love to do a fitness shoot. So hopefully soon I can get one done.
Everyone, there's one idea for you now. A fitness shoot, okay?
Yes, a fitness shoot. I'm working on that. So I would want to do one of those soon.
Great, great. So now, those areas, there are quiet a bit of work available for you, because we as photographers, we always reaching for something, some ideas, maybe something that not everyone has done yet. Mm-hmm. Probably one that no one has ever tried before, fitness. I'm sure that not everyone has tried it. I had not. As you mentioned earlier, go group pages, post name, where you live, and I am interested in doing yada, yada, yada.
I think, you know, like I said, it's a thing. I need to make the decision, you know, if I want to get my name more out there, because I have, honestly, like, even on my phone, I have, like, a list on my notes of, like, photo shoot concepts that I eventually want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, you know, the time. Like, okay, I also have to do my hair. I got to do my makeup. I got to find the props. Like, it's very time-consuming. And I also have, you know, my job, my career on the side.
Right.
So I have to find a balance, which I do. I'm excited for winter because work slows down. I can do more shoots.
Yeah, and Gracia, also, once you get to the level where you're not, you know, just your favorite photographers and people are paying you, they're also doing your hair and makeup. So you get to wake up and just show up out of bed.
That would be,
and they will do it for you, because I understand whenever you go and you do the shoots, you know, your first one an hour away and you're like, let's just have fun this day.
Yeah.
You're in charge of hair and makeup, but once you get to the point where you're not, it's less time consuming and you don't just pose, as we discussed. You do just the work of the in front of the camera.
Yeah. Well, that would be awesome. Once I get my hair and makeup done.
And you can always say no to photo shoots as well if your work schedule is too busy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. No, I've had to postpone with this podcast like twice, right? Once for a work trip.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, you know, I just have to find the balance and organize myself. I'm very good at organizing myself, so.
You can always do this on the weekends. Keep your 9-to-5 job during the week. Don't bank on this for a constant income. Yeah. Keep your weekday job, okay?
Yeah. Well, it's I'm a property manager, so I do make my own schedule. It's not like I have a 9-to-5,
okay.
But it keeps me very busy. And on Saturday and Sundays, it's like my husband and our time together.
Yes.
So I much rather do a schedule anytime 9-to-5 during the week, a photo shoot, than on the weekend. I prefer a weekday.
Your modeling has taught you what about yourself that you did not already know?
It's definitely built my confidence up a lot more. That was a question that I actually had my head wrapped around for a little bit. I would say it's just made me more confidence to myself. Like, you know, before I know I'm pretty. Like, I'm not, you know, gonna say, oh no, and whatever. But no, I know I'm pretty and I know I look good in front of the camera. But I think before it was like, you know, I just look pretty on pictures and I enjoy posting them. But now it's like I do go through the pictures and I'm like, okay, this pose makes me look good like this. So now it's more I do want it to be like my Instagram now it's more only professional pictures instead of when I went out with the family and stuff.
Okay, okay. So the confidence that you have gathered from your modeling, has it bled over into your normal job?
Oh, no.
As a property manager?
No. I think I'm still even more focused on my property managing job than on the modeling. And that's the problem that, you know, I would need to find a balance for both. I'm way, you know, I property manage. I want to get eventually 10 properties and have my own office somewhere. And also I do decorating, so.
Ambitious.
So, and modeling is like my side gig that I have fun with and I relax.
And it's non-confrontational other than a property manager. I can only imagine.
Yes.
Confrontation
I could write a
book. You deal with. Yeah. So yes. It's like your relaxing zone,
yeah,
modeling.
It's my going away, like, my own zone right there.
In the area of, as Kelsey mentioned, competition, peer pressure. Do you feel any peer pressure from any other people in the industry?
Not really.
Great, great, great.
No, yeah.
Wow.
So you said that you liked lifestyle and really everything that you named, that would just go under, like, commercial print.
Mm-hmm.
So you like print, not commercials, not stuff like that. But where do you draw the line? Like, would you do boudoir? Would your husband be comfortable with that in general? Because, for example, that's my line.
Yeah.
Won't go naked.
So I have done – I haven't done, like, say, boudoir or nude, but I have done, like – just recently, I styled a shoot. It was supposed to be like Calvin Klein theme. And, you know, they're very like soft and sweet. Not the result at the end. I love the results, but I look way too provocative on them to the point where I don't even feel like I'm not going to post them because I got my uncles and I got my little cousins there. And I showed them to my husband. He was like, oh, my God, baby, you look so good. Like, are you going to post these? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. I posted like some or just like on the side. But, you know, eventually I would love to do a shoot for him, his eyes only. But I don't find any profit on posting them or I don't get any really from it because I'm going to be respectful to my family and to my husband. And just my point of view just, you know, are completely different now than before.
I like that you tried it out and then you were like, the pictures are good, the photographer's good, but it's not for me.
Yeah, no, I love the pictures,
understand
but
that. So can't. You're more into, like, a classy, sexy, like, I've seen on your Instagram.
Where
like,
it looks sexy and classy and fun. And
it's
but, you
normal.
Know,
like,
it's
a bikini's normal.
Yes, it's
maybe
normal.
Not a bra and a thong out in the street. Yeah,
exactly.
Stuff like that. No, I like that. Yeah. I like that you tried it out just to see what you liked.
So. That would be your husband's Valentine's Day gift, right?
Yeah, that should be one of them. I actually have a photographer friend, and I would be super comfortable doing it with her because I've known her for a while. She works there where I live.
Okay.
And she does photography, and she's like, we should do an evening nude, like, shoot here on the boat. Like, you know, open water is just going to be you, your husband, and me. And I'm like, you know, I would be. And he feels comfortable, too, because he knows her. So he's like, I wouldn't mind that.
If it's a girl, don't bring your husband and make it a big ol' surprise. Big ol' surprise.
Yeah, but we need him to drive the boat. So
that's a great one.
So, yeah. Kind of need him there.
What would be, I think you probably just then touched on it. What would be a concept that you would love to shoot?
Well, some, like, for example, some that I have on my list just to make it easy.
Yeah.
I have, like, a Barbie shoot that I want to do. But it's, like, I want to build this whole box, get the props, be inside the box, kind of like Kylie Jenner thing. Then another shoot is I want to do kind of, like, Jungle Girl theme. Mm-hmm. So I just have, you know, different themes like the fitness that I mentioned, and those are the ones that I have in line.
What kind of a photo shoot would scare you to do?
Maybe something actually like horror, but like actual horror, not like Halloween. I'm going to look hot and on this Batman costume. I mean, like actual horror, like making it look like movie. Like Jason Regan, he's done a lot of work like this.
Okay.
And
okay.
I've seen his work and it looks awesome, but I feel like I would cry because it looks so realistic. Like it looks so realistic. I would cry maybe doing one of those shoes. Like I would think it's so real. That's how good his pictures that I've seen looked.
That's a good response. It's like kind of like cosplay, but like scary cosplay.
Yeah, no. I remember he showed me one and I was just like, I would like feel so freaked out if I saw someone following me, even though I know it's a shoot.
Me too.
Have you ever considered just giving it a try to see how you would react or how you would feel?
Maybe I would do some acting on some horror stuff, but not on the shoot. No.
Hmm.
Not in photo shoot.
Well, okay. I know some people that are really into the paranormal TV shows. They love it, but like, I could never do this. They'd be scared out of their wits, you know?
I actually like horror movies a lot. My husband's not a fan. He doesn't even like me watching them, but I enjoy them.
Okay. Okay. Now, tell me what your dream shoot would be.
I would say maybe like some very high-end, elegant dresses where they would make my hair look beautiful, but I would look like a complete princess in a beautiful house. That would be like my dream. Like modeling wedding dresses maybe for, you know, Vera Wang or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like those type of dresses.
I knew it. It was in my head. I was like, she needs to be in an evening gown.
Yeah. I think I would love like princess. Oh, for Valentine's, I actually, you know, rented this like red dress and did a shoot out downtown. I did not want to take that dress off. I want to go rent like all of them in every color and just feel like a princess around everywhere downtown.
Have you ever been to the showroom Nashville?
I haven't. I follow them and I'm obsessed with all their dresses.
You probably see me all the time. I'm always there.
You know, I do look familiar. Maybe that's where
I make so many TikToks because I want to try on every single dress they have.
That's probably where I do look familiar.
With a lot of photo shoots. I'll go there, rent a few dresses, find a photographer, post them on the page. Hey, who's into this concept? Does anyone have an idea for location?
Yeah.
But, you know, they have all the, you can go anything from glitz and glam to sexy and silky to short cocktail
they
at
have
the showroom.
So many options. Very nice. I follow them. I love all their dresses. I'm always like,
they have a champagne bar now too. Makes it a little bit more interesting trying on the gowns.
I do just need to go there and just try some gowns one day.
Yes, you do. I could definitely see an evening gown. You look great.
Yeah.
A day trip for sure. Wow. Okay. So if you were not modeling, you said you were property manager. What would you be doing?
I mean, I would probably be still being my, maybe even more if I wasn't modeling. I would have probably maybe blown up on TikTok already. Maybe. I don't know, because I would have had more time to just be goofy. And I held back a lot sometimes being goofy and, you know, keeping that side down because now you don't know how people are going to react with a lot of things. But I am a very, like, clowny person.
Right. Have you ever wanted to quit modeling for whatever reason?
No. Like I said, I do it because it relaxes me, because I find it so fun. It's just, I love seeing the results, and I love being in front of the camera and just coming up with ideas and seeing it at the end.
So you are passionate about what you do, right?
Yes, I would say so, yes.
Love what you're doing. You love modeling. You love the fairy tale concept sometimes goes with modeling.
Yeah, and hey, and if it blows up someday, I'll make sure to make some arrangements on my schedule.
I'm sure it will. I mean, the more we work to get your name out there, photos on all the group pages, I mean, I'm sure you will. It just takes a little time, a little nudge.
Yeah, just a little push. You'll make it.
And
yeah.
I think something worth highlighting is, where did you say you were from again originally?
Honduras.
From Honduras, and yes. It looks like you have light eyes here.
Oh, yeah, these are contacts, though, but they do go from green, hazel, blue.
You have a very unique look, so I think that's something that would be very appealing to photographers watching is, you know, you have the olive skin, but then you have light eyes. We're used to seeing all dark features and dark eyeballs and everything, and it's very unique, so
use that. Yeah, I can make myself look, you know, like I said, I change from green to hazel to blue, so I can make myself look different ways for a different concept.
You can look like you're from Central America or you just got a tan on the yacht.
Exactly.
So that one, yeah, no, I just think it's very interesting, the light eye color. It definitely stands out.
Yeah. So.
You were gracious enough to bring some photographs with you, so let's put them up on the monitor and let's have you tell us what we are looking at here.
Well, that is me on the boat. Let me tell you, that pose, it took me like, I'm not kidding you, 10 days. My mid-back was killing me. Holding that pose was so hard. I think I actually have a video of me like just coming back and crunching down.
And that was taken by a very good friend of mine, Brody Hall.
And look at that 8-pack.
I'm telling you, I've been working on it.
I know.
I need that modeling. Fitness shoot.
You do need a fitness shoot. That looks great. You could work with Adidas, Under Armour, different things like that. It'd be amazing.
That would be.
That's a great picture.
Thank you.
Did he use a drone? How'd he get up there?
No, we just... No, right there, that. Right in front.
Wow. Okay, and this one is also from Brody Hall.
Yes. This is, you know, just... I really like this one because even though my face doesn't look the best as it does in some other pictures, I like how my body looks. And for any brand that's out there, you know, hey, she has a nice body for a bikini. So that's kind of why I picked this picture to show.
Oh, I see the Arabic tattoo right there.
Yes.
Okay, and this one here, you are where at?
That was actually a group shoot that I did at, I think it was called Serengeti Manor. I think that's how you pronounce it. It was a very nice house. There were a lot of models there, and it was just a very fun shoot, very creative, different styles from everyone.
See, I really love this picture, too. I can see right where your thigh, right there, your quads. Like, you can just tell you work out just from, like, I'm a big gym girl, so, like, I love noticing the different contour of muscles. And, like, even in something that's not a fitness shoot or not a bikini, you can still tell how fit you are.
Oh, you can. I love seeing, you know, a girl that works legs out and then they wear heels. Legs pop.
It looks great, and I like those shoes, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I think I am a big proponent. If you can wear high heels, wear them. It just makes... Your body looks so much better than if you're just barefooted, okay?
It does. It gives a different, like, sculpture completely to
definition.
Your body. Definition, yes.
And you don't have to work out your calves at the gym either. The heels do it for you.
I'm just going
to
go and do squats on heels. See how I go.
I heard that J-Lo walks on the treadmill on heels.
I was watching a TikTok. It's really good for you.
Sounds difficult, but, like, maybe I'll try it tomorrow.
It makes your quads, your quads pop a lot more.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, and next we have this. Okay, now.
See, that I can be sexy and look, you know, provocative with
yes.
It's so classy.
Elegancy.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet your husband liked that one.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, is that one, like, hanging in your bedroom wall? I love
not
that.
Yet, but there are some pictures that I want to print out eventually when we get a house.
Yeah, no, that one's incredible. Your hair looks great. And all you right. do all your own hair?
Yes. Wow. Hair.
And who took this photograph?
I can't remember the guy's name. But he was. It was. That was also in the house, the Serengeti Manor on the group okay. photo shoot. Yes. Okay. You can see, I always give them, you know, props on the Instagram, but I can't remember his name.
If at all possible, I would also like to see all of your right earring.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because it's kind of hidden behind your shoulder, okay?
Yeah.
I see that. From a photographer standpoint.
Also, maybe raise your head up just a little bit.
Yeah, I could... That picture I liked, like I said, more how my body looks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw, I was like, oh, I like, did, like Tyra Banks says, you know, the turtle hunch
yes.
thing. I did yes. that. Like, I needed to bring my neck out more.
Right. Okay, now, this is a great photograph, but I'm going to ask you, after you shot it, what would you have liked to have done different? I like it, but now, what would you like to have
done I would have, you know... maybe done my posture a little better. And maybe instead of having the leg spread out all the way, I would have crunched it up also a little more and lifted my body up more to the front.
How would it have looked if you somehow prop yourself up using your left
So I floor? Actually do have an... I should have sent that other picture.
Okay.
Instead.
Okay.
I do have another picture where you can see both my feet and I'm, you know... like facing forward.
Right.
So there were different poses on that.
Everybody was, in my mind, everybody says, okay, that's a good photograph, but if I had shot this, I would have done this, I would have done that. See what it would have looked like. I mean, I still like it. It's a good image. I mean, I would not toss it whatsoever.
Right.
Little tweaks. I would just like to see, you don't even waste the image anymore because you can always delete it because it's all digital now.
Yeah.
I would shoot it just to see how it looked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that is still a very good image. Very good
Oh, yeah,
image.
I got a lot of different shots with that one.
I love this one so much. You look like a professional. You're about to play against Serena Williams or something.
Oh, my God.
I loved this one so much.
So, I'm getting my butt kicked by Serena.
Okay. And this was taken where?
That was in Hendersonville.
Yes.
There's like a little park there and it has tennis courts. So, Brody rode down to Hendersonville and we did it there.
Okay, great. I wanted to get a tennis court shot done, had them all lined up. Mother Nature didn't agree. And I'm not going back to it. I wanted to do it.
They're fun. They're very fun. You know, I spent a lot of time on Pinterest before every shoot looking at poses and ideas. And there's honestly so many other poses you can also do on a tennis court and different uh-huh. concepts, ideas, uh-huh. roller skates, anything.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I will say with, you know, fitness and athletic things, I've done a lot of different fitness modeling.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to have a certain photographer that has a certain type of camera. Because I've done one where I've been, like, jumping up there, jogging. And if they don't have that shutter that does 100 images in that 5 seconds, they're not going to get the shot.
They're not going to. It's not going to look perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that you're on Pinterest and everything. Take screenshots and post it and be like, this is what I want. And you can do it.
That's. I have my own little folder on my, you know, photo album of pictures, ideas, and shoots, like poses I want to try out to eventually do.
Mm-hmm. So. How do you... I think you just answered the next question. How do you come up with your poses? Is it just...
So, yeah, a lot, you know, on Pinterest, I look up poses. But also, whenever I see a model, like on Instagram, you know, even if it's a professional model or even just models that I've seen on the Facebook group, if I really like how they pose, I would go and stalk their Instagram completely and be... And, so there's this girl, I don't know if you guys have heard of her, it's Ruby something, her Instagram, but I'm like obsessed with her poses. I spent like a whole like night just looking at how she poses. And then whenever I go to a photo shoot, I try to imitate her poses. And a lot of the pictures have come out, you know, very good.
Do you ever do it in front of like a mirror?
Yes. Sometimes I put my phone there and record myself and make sure that I
look. I just wanted to know if I was the only weirdo who saw that. This is what I would see in the next couple of days.
But. Yeah, no, I've done that. And, you know, I've spent also watched and rewatched America's Next Top Model. And they do give some, like, it's a little old, but, you know, the newest episodes. They do give you ideas, so I try to, like, do the poses like that, and then I always take pictures before on a new pose that I want to try, because I don't want it for it to be like, okay, I think I'm looking like this, but that's not the eyes that I'm making. So I always try to see myself in the camera before.
Do you feel like the facial expression is harder than the actual pose most
of
the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Way more. Like, you could see a perfect picture on your body and then your face just looks like
looks like you're concentrating too hard on exactly on what you're doing.
Yeah, or one eye is like smaller or your mouth is like I've had some great pictures and my mouth is open and I'm like, well, I can't post this. I don't like how my mouth looks, but the picture's great.
Don't you wish those professional cameras had live mode?
I know. That would be awesome.
Yes. I like that about iPhones. Live pictures.
Yeah.
Now, nowadays, it seems like every model has got an Instagram page, a TikTok page. Is there one model that you idolize?
I mean, the one that I just mentioned, Ruby, her posing, like that's one that I really spend time looking at. And there's another one, can't remember her Instagram handle, but she does poses where she stacks boxes and they would have to have that like shutter on the camera because she falls off. So they have to like, and I'm like, I would love to do a shoot like that. Even if I'm just going to fall on the ground, but the moment up there would look so good.
All you photographers, take note.
Buy some boxes and get them painted.
Yes.
And then got them all ready for you.
What makes you excited about a shoot? Is it the photographer that you're working with? Or a concept?
I think the concept and just seeing the results at the end. I mean, obviously, if I go with one photographer is because I picked them to do that concept because I knew they were going to, you know, get it right and see what I wanted to create. So, yes, the photographer does have a lot of things, but what I look more forward to is just seeing the results at the end.
Yeah, and you're a beautiful girl. So, I mean, even if it's not the perfect photographer in that moment, the picture's still gonna be good.
You'll get
might
one.
Be perfect what you were expecting, but you're gonna be excited with the concept and how you look because it's just fun to receive the photos back.
Exactly. Yes. Even if it's just one that you're obsessed with.
Yes, exactly.
If you can do a shoot and get 5 good images out of it, it's worth it, okay?
Yes. Yes.
I don't expect every image to be a keeper because you're going to have that awkward pose. You're going to have the camera go off when you're in between poses. But if you can get 5 good images out of an outfit, okay, it's worth it.
Yeah. And, you know, when I before I did model professionally with actual photographers, and even at the beginning when I started, you know, I would get a lot of pictures back and I'm like, oh, I'm obsessed with this one. I'm obsessed with this one. I like this one. And I just wanted to post all of them. As I'm getting more into, you know, I see more of my pose. I see this and I like, out of 50, I like 15. So even though the other ones are still great, but you get more picky on yourself on what you like.
Yeah. And you only need so many in one outfit.
Exactly.
You're like,
I finally, you know,
how many times can I post this? Well, we'll
exactly.
See.
So with 5-3 good pictures of one outfit, that's all you need.
Yes. I love to give a model at the end of every episode the opportunity to say what is on her mind, that any subject that the model feels needs to be brought to the forefront. It could be any subject, anything. People may be afraid to talk about it. People may be embarrassed. this, is there opportunity to say, this is what I feel is important to me. It needs to be brought up so the public knows about it. If you have anything like that, Gracia, what is it?
So, like I did say, you know, this one really had me thinking for at least 5 days. I really wanted to, you know, to say something good, but at the same time, you know, I know there's a lot of problems out there that need to be addressed and people want to communicate on. But me, myself, personally, I don't think I have, like, all the knowledge to speak on a topic that's, you know, as important as that. But I did, like, I was thinking today as I was getting ready, it just popped in my head. Something that I really see a lot and I would like to make people aware of is cyberbullying. Like, that is just a big thing that goes around and you don't really know how much you're affecting a person because it's very easy hiding behind a screen on a fake profile and criticizing a person. But you don't know how you're going to make them feel. You don't know what they're going through. Like, you know, if you scroll through TikTok, if a girl or a guy or a couple isn't within the beauty standards that society thinks is beautiful, and you go to the comments, you see the hate, you see them bashing and just gross comments that I personally, thank God, I haven't had to deal with that because I don't know how I would act. And I also think that's one of the things that helps me back personally because I'm like, as soon as I put myself out there, I'm giving more people the opportunity to criticize me. And I don't know how I will react. I'm a person that's very like, I don't care about your opinion, but you don't know. When you get a lot of people, you don't know. So I think, you know, if you see a person that you don't feel comfortable on social media with, you don't like their video, just scroll on. I don't see what makes you, what do you think that gives you the entitlement to just go and post something negative about them? Like, who are you? Like, why? If you have something bad to say, just keep it to yourself and keep on scrolling. Like, you don't have to make a person feel bad. You don't know what they're going through. And, hey, if your life is sad that you have to criticize other people to make yourself feel good, you need someone to talk to and go to the gym, go run, go do something, but don't try to make other people feel bad just because you feel bad.
Awesome. Biggest negative about the internet is the comment section.
Yeah, like... Yeah. It's just crazy, you know, and you don't think that you're hurting someone by saying you look ugly, but there's tons of comments like that.
Exactly. And people feed off of each other and then it becomes a whole thread. I catch myself watching 100 comments and I'm like, whoa.
I watch the comments more than the video.
Yeah. And that's not what it's about. Definitely. Yeah.
So, you know, just keep on scrolling if you don't like something. There's no need to leave negative comments on someone's pictures. And hey, maybe if you do good, if you smile, you know, a person will smile back at you. So,
as I have always told people, not everyone will like your work. Not everyone will hate your work. But as a model, you've got to put it out there to advertise yourself. You've got to take the good with the bad. A model, a photographer, anybody in this industry has got to have a thick skin.
That is very true.
Very, very true. You've kind of got to take the bad, hateful comments with a grain of salt. If you can learn something from them, step back and kind of look at why they would make that comment. Is it just, as you said, make themselves feel better? Maybe. Is it someone that is in the industry? That's a good question right there, because not everyone knows what it takes to make a good quality photograph.
Yep, exactly.
The people that do are the ones you can listen to. People that don't, you can always hit that block button, okay?
Yep, exactly. I'm very good at taking criticism, you know, like I said, especially if you're doing it in a nice way. Like, if someone's over here telling me, hey, you can do this, this, and but like you were commenting on my pictures, I don't feel any type of way about it. I appreciate it, and I'll put it to work on my next pictures. But, you know, there's, for example, even something that I wanted to make a comment on something that you said is, even though, like, I know I look that I'm a pretty girl, mm-hmm. I have also got, maybe not cyberbullying, but I have also gotten, like, put in a corner by other girls. And maybe, I don't know if it's their own insecurities, but that themselves has made me feel bad, even though, you know, you will never think, oh, another girl's going to make that girl feel bad. No, you will make me feel bad because you're not including me in something just because of the way I look. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you're the most gorgeous person or a person that other people find that's not attractive. You're still going to feel some type of way, and you just have to be positive with everyone.
Yes.
That happens way too often, and it is insecurities.
And I feel like girls, a lot of girls don't think that's true, that just because you're pretty, they think that you don't go through stuff like that.
That's exactly how it is. Yep. Unfortunately, and honestly, the longer I'm in this industry, it's not generally even girls who are in the industry. Yeah. It's just what they see and then their speculation from your photos or they wish they were in that photo, and then they just get a perception of you, and it's not fair.
Yeah.
And one day they'll snap into it, maybe with age, maybe with wisdom from somebody smart, maybe from this podcast.
Yeah, hopefully.
But maybe so. Definitely it's personal for themselves, not for you.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that you're aware of that.
One last, actually the next to the last a question that I have for you. For the young girls, young boys out there that are thinking about following in your footsteps, what advice could you give them?
I would say, especially as a younger girl, a little girl, be yourself. Do the shoots you want to do, the concepts you want to do. Don't think that just because you see these very, you know, high-end models that are doing bikini, don't think that that's the only thing that you have to do to get out there. There's, even, it might be harder, but don't think that just boudoir nudes or bikini shoots is going to get you up on top. You can do any type of shoot, and you'll look good. You just have to practice.
All of the photographers that are watching and listening to this podcast that want to reach out to you, how may they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's number 8. And then my last name, Chinchilla. Like the little chinchilla.
You've only been modeling 1 year, but I have seen your images. I'm impressed by them. You've got, I feel, a very bright future in front of you. This is your dream, that I feel, even if it is only on the weekends. I say pursue it, okay?
Yeah.
You are a fantastic lady.
Thank you.
A beautiful person inside and out. I love having you here as a guest. And I want this podcast to help promote you in your modeling, your career. I want to help you get your name out there in front of the photographers that want to work with you, the hair and makeup artist. That is a goal always of this podcast, and I will do everything I possibly can to help you any way, shape, form, or fashion. Gracia, it has been an honor sitting here talking with you. I have honestly and thoroughly enjoyed the last hour.
Thank you for
being here. And Kelsey, I cannot say enough about you. I mean, a former guest. I love having you back. I mean, you're just awesome. Okay, that's plain and simple awesome.
Thank you. You need someone to make you laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there for you.
Thank you.
It's always a good time, and you always have great models on here, and it is a good way to promote. It is, even with hair and makeup artists. That's my goal for you. Get your hair and makeup done. You pick out your photographer and just see what you think.
Yes, I need that. I need to relax. Get my hair done professionally.
Okay. So with all of that being said, Gracia, Kelsey, thank you both for being here. Everyone that is listening, watching, thank you. Thank you for tuning into the Model Connection Podcast. Please like, follow, and subscribe on social media and everywhere you get your podcast. Links are in the description. Thank you and bye-bye.